What's going on, Braves country? Hello and welcome to another episode of the Braves Beach House podcast. Coming up this week, we're going to be joined by Lynn Christian, our store manager here at Cool Day Park, to go over all the huge Black Friday sales taking place this Friday here at Cool Day Park. We'll also go behind the scenes on how the store came to be and evolved over the years. All that and more ahead on this episode of the Braves Beach House podcast. And welcome back to the Braves Beach House podcast. We are joined by Lynn Christian, our merchandise manager here at Cool Day Park. Lynn, welcome to the Braves Beach House.
Thanks, Harrison. Happy to be here.
So can you tell us a little bit about you? How did you end up here working at Cool Day Park with the Braves at the Braves Clubhouse team store? And how did it all come to be?
So you want the real story of how I happened here? Okay.
Yeah, the true story.
My husband and I moved here in 18. We used to try and sneak down West Villages Parkway to see the stadium being built, but they had tight security, so we couldn't. But I found out that Christina, who is our boss, she actually lives in my neighborhood. So one day I was at the pool, and I went over and introduced myself to her and told her I was looking for a job. And she asked me what I did. And I have a degree in retail management from Purdue. So she said, when can you come in for an interview? Came in, met with her, met with Mike. They hired me to open the store. And that was in March of 19. We had a lot of bumps in the road getting everything open, but we opened for a special event that we had for the what was then called West Villages. So we had all of the West Villages people out for a big open house, and then we had the first game here. That was the last game of the season that year. So they hired me full-time after that to be the merchandise manager. So I've been here ever since.
That's really exciting. Now, can you take us to that first game? What was it like? What was the energy here in the stadium and the store during that first game in 2019?
It was crazy. I mean, it was a packed house. The fans were just so excited to be here. And I had a very small staff that year. They didn't have any idea of what it was going to look like. So I only had 9 people that worked for me. Wow. I'm up to 14 in the store now, and I have 4 program sellers that work under me now. But they brought in the whole staff from Atlanta, and it was just, it was a blast. Yeah. I mean, it was so busy, and we didn't know what we were doing. We only had like 2 weeks of training, and so we were all just, you know, the blind leading the blind. But it was a great day, and we had so much fun. It was really great.
It sounds exciting. Now, can you tell people what does a merchandise manager do? Like, what's your full, just wide overview of what all the stuff that you do to make that store function?
Well, from start to finish, I work with my buyers and let them know what my fans are looking for, so they have an idea of what to order each year. And really, my big business starts in January. So what we do starting as merchandise comes in, you're a huge part of the process, helping me get my merchandise actually into the building. And so as the merchandise comes in, we touch every single piece. We have to count it. We have to make sure that it actually has our logo on it.
And how many pieces are you getting? It's not just like 10 pieces. It's
no. So by the end of the season, we'll have touched about 50,000 units.
Wow.
So that includes, you know, just like all the little tchotchkes, the keychains, where you'll get thousands of those. But, you know, we have, I think, around 11,000 hats on order.
Wow.
We look at each individual hat. So that hat that you have right there, it says Braves across it. Well, every once in a while, they might throw in a Red Sox hat.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I'm not sure how that happens, but we've had, every year, we've had some Red Sox. We have some Diamondbacks. It's crazy that they throw stuff in by accident. So we have to look at every single piece. We make sure that everything is tagged properly. I have to make sure that everything scans at the register. And as you know, we just went through a whole new register process in the last year. So we had to go through making sure that all the tickets worked with that new system. And then I actually have to put that into the system to make sure that we receive it with the technology part of it, not just the physical part of it. And then we start just putting it out. We have the two stories, as you know, and with each floor, because we get so much merchandise, we have different things on different floors. Mm-hmm. So I do have a children's department, I have a women's department, I have the men's, and then I actually have an accessories area.
Yeah.
We have 2 huge hat walls, and we try and make sure that each area is unique in and of itself. Yeah. So that's part of my plan. So like right now, what I'm actually doing, I've been sent images for the Brain 47.
Yeah.
I have all those images, and I actually have my whole hat wall plotted
out.
That's
so exciting. The hat wall is one of my favorite parts of the team store.
You're my best customer.
Yeah, it can be dangerous sometimes. You go into there in February, welcome weekend, when all the new merchandise goes on sale for the first time, and you can see a whole wall, and it's like, sometimes you just got to narrow it down to just a couple because there's only so many hats you can wear in a year. But it is a lot of options, a lot of variety, a hat for everybody. And I mean, just going back to like your day-to-day thing, it sounds like you're doing a lot with interacting with the fans and finding out what they want. So over the years, it's really evolved, and we have one of the best selections in the Grapefruit League here at our store.
We do. I think I'm getting 67 styles this year of hats.
Wow.
And that includes the spring training on-field cap. And then by big request of the customers this past year, we are getting the batting practice hat.
Wow, that's really exciting.
That's
I know
on your list.
It is on my list. It's bad that we're already shopping for spring training, but we'll go more into the 2025 hats and merchandise as we get into the season early next year. We'll have to have you back. But let's talk about the here and now. Black Friday is this Friday. You're having some big sales. Can you tell us about it?
So we're going to do a couple things, one of which is going to be our friends and family.
Oh.
So friends and family is going to be on our Nike merchandise. So all of our customers will receive a 25% discount on all Nike merchandise.
All Nike merchandise.
All Nike jerseys, any Nike things that I have from the Authentic Collection, anything that City Connect, we're going to do 25% off for friends and family, so which is all of our customers that walk in the door. And we are also going to offer 25% off personalizations for jerseys. So hopefully we'll be able to get those done while people wait. Mm-hmm. If not, it'll be a 2 to 3 day process, so and they can just come back in and pick them up.
Can you explain how the personalization process works and all the different choices that people can select from?
Sure. So we have blank jerseys, and right now we're kind of limited because they've done that changeover of the jersey. But we have, for kids, I have navy, red, white, and a few gray left. And the customer comes in and says, I'd like the name Jones with the number 10 on the back. And we have the heat press set up, and I've got a couple of team members that are really qualified to do that. In the men's jerseys, we have the white and red left, and we can put just about any name or number. Up to 10 characters usually fits best. We've made it work with more, but we like to keep it around 10 characters for a last name because there's only so much space on the back of a jersey.
Yeah, so 25% off personalization, great deal for...
Normally $50.
Normally $50, so big savings, and that doesn't go on sale very frequently. I mean, customized gift, unique to you, that's
absolutely
very special. What else you got for us on Black Friday?
Well, the big thing is 40% off everything else in the store.
Everything else in the store is 40% off.
So I brought my Mary Poppins bag to
give
you some idea of what we've got for some great gift ideas.
Whoa, there goes the tree.
It knocked over the tree. Okay, so much for the tree.
Yeah.
Do we want to get the tree?
No, I think we're good. We're good. Let's keep rolling here.
We're live. All right, so a couple gift ideas. So one of these that I like, these are the misting fans. You fill it with water. Turn it on and it sprays and it spins and it's cool, and it's just a great gift idea for kids. There's it gets hot in the stadium. Kids love it.
I would even say kids of all ages.
So that's a good one.
You come out here, it can be very hot, especially during the summer months. I mean, that's a gift you can use year-round in Florida.
And I forgot, Harrison, the other thing that we have going, I have a gift with purchase.
A gift with purchase.
Gift with purchase. So this is actually the 2024 First Pitch magazine. It's got all of the ads in it from all of our sponsors. It's got information about all of our players. So that's going to be a gift with purchase.
Yeah, the 2024 spring training official program.
Right. So that's
free with every purchase.
Yep, so we'll just throw that down there for now. I know your favorite.
Yo.
Blooper.
I haven't even seen
it's
these.
It's a blooper bat. So it's a great, it's a $10 item. So 40% off.
Great
stocking stuffer. Six
Navy blue bat with an image of blooper on it for audio listeners out there.
So for really, really legit gift. This is so cool. This is called a passport. So a lot of people are familiar with these when you go into national parks and you get a stamp for every park you attend.
Yeah.
Well, we had a guy, his name is Tim Parks, coincidentally. It's kind of funny. He created this program, and it's the passport program.
Yeah.
You come in, and every time you come to a game at all of the spring training facilities, you get a stamp with a date, and it's you write down the statistics of who won, yep. who pitched, what the weather was like, and anything that was really exciting. Great stocking stuffer. It's $25. You can get a matching pen. These are normally three, so those are kind of cool.
That pen there is a A with palm trees, spring training logo, on the pen.
Yep.
And this baseball passport is really cool. There's facts about each of the spring training stadiums inside, a picture. So as I know, it's my quest to visit all 30 major league stadiums. I'm making some progress. I've been to probably about 11 spring training stadiums at this point.
You got me beat. I've only been to three so far.
But just to be able to document your travels, you can space for notes, and it's just a really special thing that you can keep forever to remember your spring training travels.
And then you have somebody. We like to let the customer actually stamp their own book. It's kind of we teach them how to do it. There's and every year, what's really fun is when the little kids come in, and this is their first purchase and their first stamp. There's actually a Facebook page.
Yeah.
Ballpark Stampeders. There's thousands of people in the group. And every year I get to meet a lot of them when they come in, and it's a really fun thing. So
it is. What else we got for us?
You want some more of the Mary Poppins bag?
Let's see.
All right. Oh, another. This is a great bargain.
Okay,
so
let's see
everybody
what we got.
Who likes a tumbler.
Gotta have a cold drink in Florida.
So this is one of our clearance items that you're going to get a huge bargain on, seriously. So it's got all of our logos on it.
So it's got a Northport 2024 spring training logo and some other artwork from the 2024 Grapefruit League season.
So this is going to be part of the clearance that's on sale. Normally $45. It's marked down to $15 right now, and we're going to mark it down to 40%.
40% off on Black Friday, only at the Braves
Everybody
Clubhouse Team Store at Cool Today Park.
That's right.
All right, what else we got, Lynn?
All right, some more goodies that are going to be on the clearance for stocking stuffers since this is the Black Friday sale. We got a matching keychain. Goes same logo.
Same Northport
logo.
Home plate.
We're featuring
with the
our friends here in Northport. We've got our lapel pen. This is for our other fans.
Oh, the other fans.
We have other fans. They come in on a regular basis and ask where the
General
Red Sox merchandise is or the Mets. And we have to tell them to go someplace else, except for stuff like this. We do get generic Grapefruit League merchandise. This features every single team.
All 15 of them.
So I can take care of everybody.
Everybody. So just a baseball fan in your life, come out. You can get this pin.
Yep.
40% off for Black Friday.
And then I've got another little cute pin that's a Grapefruit League with that one has the A on it. So that's pretty cool.
So the Grapefruit League 2024 logo with the Atlanta Braves A.
Another great clearance idea for a Christmas present.
It's a hat.
It's a hat, Harrison. One of your favorite things.
Yes.
Regularly $38, marked down to $15. Again, 40% off for Black Friday.
15.
That kind of goes with it.
I do like this hat a lot. It's a navy hat with a white mesh back, spring training across the
crown.
Crown, that's the word I'm looking for. Spring training across the crown with Atlanta Braves in teal 2024. So it's definitely a collector's item, and it does go very well.
It kind of goes. We might have to get you one of those.
I know. I might have to.
Yeah. All right. So another couple of ideas. Tervis, as we know, is made just right down the street.
Yeah. Local product.
Local product. Everybody loves a Tervis. And these come in two sizes. This is a small one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shedding here. there is a large version of that, too, which those are very popular. And I think the last thing in my bag is this cute little keychain.
That is really adorable.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a little keychain, Grapefruit League, spring training. It's not dated, so it's just year-round. You can use it. And that's going to be part of the regular price merchandise. But we got lots of great things in the store right now. T-shirts, hats that are marked down. You know, that's the only one. I couldn't bring them all.
Yeah, there's so many options, and you can definitely check out our Facebook and other social media channels, and we'll have a full guide to everything you can get in the store on Black Friday. Braves Clubhouse store
hours.
Yes,
it's Black Friday. We're going to be opening early. Normally, we're open at 10 for Black Friday. We're going to open at 8 for all those early bird shoppers, but the specials go on all day, and we'll be open until 4.
So 8 to 4 on Black Friday. If you can't make it in on Black Friday, you are open 6 days a week.
We are Tuesday through Sunday,
10 to 6. 10 to 6, Tuesday through Sunday, right here at Cool Day Park. You can park in the parking lot. Lynn will be there to greet you. And you also
one of my I have a great staff this year. Yes. I have five regulars that are with me, and so we're always happy to help.
And you do phone orders as well, correct?
We do. We have the capability to do phone orders. They just need to call. We're option two when they call in, and happy to take phone orders.
So for all this information and more about the Braves Clubhouse team store here at Cool Today Park, you can visit our website at cooltodaypark.com/store. Like I said, you can find hours, the phone number to call, and even more information about the store. Well, Lynn, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. We got all these goodies. I'm going to have to go shopping this week to get some gifts for the family.
Sounds great.
Coming up this week at Cool Today Park, the team store is going to be open for Black Friday at 8 a.m. Be sure to take advantage of those sales going on from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's also live entertainment at the Tiki Bar. And don't forget, tickets are also on sale for the December Party on the Plaza concert. Tickets are available now at cooltodaypark.com/tickets. Well, thank you for joining us here this week on the Braves Beach House Podcast. Coming up next week, we'll have a full preview of Jingle Jam.